You may have picked up this book, and possibly many others like it over the years, to try to find a new understanding of the complex world we live in. Before long, if the words are true enough, you soar off to a paradise of the mind and heart, freeing yourself from the troubles of the everyday world. Beautiful words of inspiration rain down like a waterfall of love. And for those moments, however fleeting they may be, all seems to be well. You undoubtedly have some wonderful memories, opening beautifully wrapped gifts as a child, achieving a seemingly impossible victory, beholding a magnificent view of nature, feeling the breathtaking rush of new love, or the incredible magic of a newborn baby. In those fine moments, life is wonderful. The universe is a marvelous place to be, and you are inspired and optimistic about the future. You may even be brought to tears. You feel loved, and you believe that your life has value and purpose. You know you are a good person, and that you deserve every kindness that is bestowed upon you. You may even feel that this experience has changed your life, given you a new perspective, taught you to think differently, or allowed you to avoid the pitfalls that once seemed so impossible to evade. Genuine happiness seems to be yours. Then what happens? Sooner or later, tragedy strikes. You are utterly humiliated. You lose your job. You crash your car. You can't pay the bills. You worry about losing your home. You suffer a terrible health crisis. Your baby is screaming and may be very sick. Your teenage daughter hates you with an astonishing passion. You may even be threatened with violence. Everything is very dark. You are shamed, ridiculed, and laughed at. The people you loved and trusted the most turn on you, and you feel savagely betrayed and utterly alone. Where once you had love, gratitude, respect, honor, and peace, you now have pain, misery, sorrow, depression, and fear. You do your best to breathe through these experiences and understand what happened, but you feel as if you have been singled out for horrible punishment. No one else has ever suffered this profoundly. Your pain is so vast, so unimaginable, that if anyone else were expected to go through this, it would crush them. This is your moment of choice. Do you still believe in a positive future? Do you still believe in love and in the value of helping others? Do you let misery and despair overwhelm you? Or do you look for ways you can heal the problem and make the world a better place? Do you believe that if you treat everyone with love, forgiveness, and acceptance, while still maintaining responsible boundaries and not allowing yourself to be manipulated, then these personal and global wounds will eventually heal? Do you feel that if you have love in your heart, then love will appear in your life? Are you strong enough to forgive and to forget, to truly release the pain inside, and know in your core that life is wonderful? You are worthy, and you don't need to be angry, sad, or depressed when crisis strikes, or when others disrespect you. Let's say that love and forgiveness would be your first choice in how you respond to life's ups and downs. In the spiritual literature we will discuss in the next chapter, this would be called the positive path, or the service to others path. On this path, we learn how to generate love from within ourselves by our attitude. And this process has a healing, renewing, and revitalizing effect on all aspects of our lives.